Well, good afternoon. This is Raymond Hall, and I'm the host of the Raymond Hall Show. And to my right is the co-host, Ms. Erica Walker. And we are here again in Morris Media Studios here in the Leimert Park community of Los Angeles. And we are excited with another full-packed show. I trust that everyone had a happy Mother's Day. I'm running too far back, huh? Because to my left, we have, this is Author's Day here at the Raymond Hall Show. You know, we talk about service and the service that they provide. They're authors. They've written these wonderful books, and the books are things that people can read and govern themselves accordingly or inspire them to give service. Also in the studio guests, we have Healthy African American Families. They are a pillar of the community. So we are going to start with you. How was your Father's Day?
It was a beautiful Father's Day. I want to say that I made it through. I'm here, and I was able to give my father a beautiful award that Mr. Hall, through the Veterans Administration, was given as a Vietnam veteran. And it was just a beautiful experience. So I look forward to having our conversation today with our panelists.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, the Vietnam and Vietnam era veteran is the only war period that was not recognized by the White House.
Wow.
For giving service.
Barack
so
Obama.
President Barack Obama corrected that.
Yes,
and he gave the citation that recognized all persons that served not only in country in Vietnam, but who served through their war area. So they got a letter and a pen.
Yes.
And
that's
I have never seen any group of people be more gracious than to hear someone say thank you for the service that we're in. Today we have with us, we have Miss Janetta Lloyd, who wrote a book called
Beauty Within Your Spirit.
Beauty Within Your Spirit.
Yes.
Embracing the beauty within your spirit.
Embracing the beauty within your spirit.
Yes.
That makes a whole difference.
Yes, it does.
Yes, you have to embrace it.
You do. Embrace it with a hug.
That's true. And we have also Alida Boston.
Yes.
And she wrote Granny Needs a Village, too.
Yes.
Now we have as a guest Miss Brown. And Ms. Brown and I fellowship together at the Grant AME Church where Dr. J. Arthur Rump is pastor. And when I saw the book, I just stared it before I read one thing. I just stared it because the picture looks just like her.
I agree.
So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
And we're going to start with Janetta. Janetta, tell us something about your book.
The book is pretty much a collaboration of my life, different people that I, you know, spoke to, and it's just about little things that, you know, little different trials and errors that you might go through, and you might need some reassurance on.
Okay, read us just a segment of the book. What caught your attention? Of the book,
the portion, it was about the lovers. It was something about, it was chapter, well, it wasn't a chapter, but it was about the lovers and the them, you know, with
it was easy to read.
It was very easy to read, but it was very poignant, and it's something that every one of us has experienced at some point in time in our life. Someone in our ear telling us a bunch of information that we're looking forward to coming to pass, but it never does, and she touches on it in her book.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so that part that she's talking about,
yes.
What part of the book is that?
That one's chapter 8, Mr. Loverman.
Mr. Loverman.
Yeah. Chapter 8. We all have had our turn. Yeah.
I wasn't going to touch it.
I
was going to wait until someone, you know, introduced the subject.
I know it was something to do with the 8.
Okay, so the inspiration for that was...
Give us a little insight on that.
Well, I was going through a relationship issue at the time when I wrote it about 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a little more tamer than what it was originally. It just basically, it touched on, you know, relationship issues.
Mm-hmm.
We might go through a period in our lives where we're in love with this particular person, and they might not be doing what we exactly feel like they should do. We go through a part where our heart is there, mm-hmm. and our emotions are attached to it, mm-hmm. but we're kind of like at a tug of war. Should mm-hmm. we stay or should we leave?
Yes.
And because you have so much invested in that person, you want to kind of work it out. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I was going through that period in my life.
Okay.
So that was what base.
Now, how many chapters are there in the book?
There's 12.
12 chapters in the book. 12. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, in the viewing audience, you just heard about one chapter in the book. Now, Ms. Boston.
Yes.
Let's talk about your book.
Well, my book is about my lovely mom, who you stated earlier is in the audience.
Right.
And my great niece, which okay. is her great granddaughter.
Okay.
And it came about while I watched their relationship grow together.
Okay.
And how I noticed the dynamics of the village
right.
was changing.
Right.
Because my mom was getting older, mm-hmm. and my niece was being very helpful.
Okay.
Like combing her hair.
I will tell you something. Your daughter.
My great niece.
Your great niece.
Yes.
She had me running in the backyard. You know, the thing about her, she had grandmama with
yes.
the water.
The water with the ant.
The ant.
Yes.
I went to scratching and itching.
There's a lot of ants.
I was born in the country, y'all, because we had ants everywhere. Okay, but it was just, it was hard moving how she said when the doctor is late, she gets started. And she
yes.
had the stethoscope. And
to check the heart.
Check the heart.
Yes.
Oh.
So this is a very moving relationship that a lot of us, each and every one of us at some point in time, between a grandmother, a daughter, a niece, a mother, we all have experiences. So that's why we're just so thrilled to know that you've given us this opportunity for to have this book. And grandmother is still here.
Yeah.
Yes.
To get her, you know, from her mouth and from her daughter, and everybody is still here. We don't have to wait until she's gone. So that's
exactly.
what we appreciate so much as well.
Well, this not only, it segues into the second half of the program because mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about healthy African-American families.
Right.
But we hear how the grandmother and the grandparents are picking up the slack.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
For parents. And here we see a child. He's talking about, hey, wait a minute, I'm important to the village.
Yes, exactly.
You know, mm-hmm, let me mm-hmm. do my
and
part
strongly feels so. Takes her part in the village seriously.
Okay. So the book is called Granny Needs a Village?
Two.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our first break, and we just wanted to give you a sampling of what this show is going to be about. When we get back from this break, we're going to delve in a little deeper with both Janetta and Alita. These are wonderful books. I wish I could say that I could make them go hit. What's the book thing? The New York bestseller?
Oh, yeah. The New York bestseller. Yes.
Yes, put it out there. Put it out there.
You all go
we're putting it out in the universe.
Books. Yes. 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 Buy these
to
books.
To be on the number one set bestsellers list.
New York bestseller.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
We're going to believe it.
Yes.
We're going to believe it.
We're going to make it happen.
Yes.
You know, service comes in different ways. If someone will look and say, even from where I am in this very difficult place. Mm-hmm. These. But before we go to break, the children, let's just for a minute, we're going to come back to this point.
Okay.
But the inspiration for your book in part came from?
Your children.
No, the children that I work with, high risk juveniles.
Oh, okay.
A lot of stories that I have been told through their histories mm-hmm. and their stories mm-hmm. kind of influence some things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. And we know it's an easy influence, even though a difficult situation.
Yes.
The one we love don't feel well.
Yes.
Okay. And
yes.
then we find out there's a reason behind that feel well.
Exactly.
Okay. So when we come back, we're going to come back and we're going to delve in a little bit deeper on these books and how it can affect such a broad range of people. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Still. Okay, and we are back.
Yes,
thanks,
we are.
Everyone. That was some
welcome
pretty
back.
Lionel music. Yeah, welcome back. Okay. They were selling books while we
yes,
were
yes, they
break.
Were. We're trying to get to the New York seller number one list.
Wow.
We're working on
okay,
it.
Okay,
yes.
One book
yes.
at a time.
You know
yes.
something? Ms. Walker and I were talking, and we were talking about how our community seems to be locked into this consumerism. They don't look at us as producers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to sell us something and do and
want
and
us to buy something from them.
Okay. Yes. We're saying to you that the Raymond Hall Show is simply a platform where you can look at the faces of service. And here's two ladies who have given service by writing books.
Yes.
Okay. And both in their own way have come from different perspective, different situations, mm-hmm. and have made a contribution. Okay. So before we delve in, you were talking about contact information.
Yes. We like for each one of our authors sitting here on our panel. That sounds so wonderful to say, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes. I'm embracing it.
We'd like for each lady right now to give her comfort, her information where you can purchase her book.
Okay.
We'll start with Granny Needs a Village, too.
Okay. Well, I will have my book available at the Leimert Park Book Fair, mm-hmm. and that's August 19th.
Okay.
And also, it's coming to Amazon soon.
Woohoo!
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Get down to Leimert Park.
And then be looking on Amazon and for Embracing the Beauty Within a Spirit. Okay.
Yes, Embracing the Beauty Within the Spirit is available on Amazon.com, okay. as well as createspace.com.
Okay.
And it's also available on in the form of an e-book on Amazon Kindle.
Okay. Wow. Yes. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
So as an e-book.
As an e-book.
Uh-huh.
E-book.
And how much is the e-book?
$9.99.
Oh, wow.
And the hardback copy is $10.
Oh, you hear that, wow. listeners?
Yes, it's a very affordable price.
So you can get you a good cup of coffee and get you a...
Yeah, and you can actually get a cup of coffee. You can actually sit by the beach and Embracing the Beauty Within Your Spirit. You'll find that a lot of things that you can relate to, not only women, but men as
too.
Well.
Right. Mm-hmm. I did. I thought the book had a lot of pluses. Number one... It helped me,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay,
because I was trying to write this mammoth thing.
Gargantuan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your book is 34?
Yes. Yeah, 34 pages.
34 pages.
And it's an easy read.
Yeah.
It's a page turner, as they call it, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And Granny mm-hmm. Needs a Village, too. When I opened it up, I just froze. Yes. I read the book, and before it was over, before I, you know, I knew it, I'd read the entire book.
Right.
Yeah. And it was so enjoyable.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So, one more time. Leimert Park
Book Fair, August 19th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From 10 to 6.
Okay.
And it's coming soon to Amazon.com.
Okay.
And Embracing the Beauty Within the Spirit is also available on Amazon.com, createspace.com, and it will soon be on Leimert Park Book Fair in lieu of my new friend.
How
long you share with me your... Been with the probation department for 23 years.
Yes, 23
wow.
years.
Now, is that working in the same area, or you've had different responsibilities? Or?
Mainly, I've been having the same responsibility working with high-risk female minors.
Okay.
What
is the age bracket?
The age bracket that I work with is between 13 and 18.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, and they
So you're seeing the same people... In a way, you can see in the same people for long periods of time.
Yes, and I've also seen changes within the people that I have dealt with.
Okay.
Because they come from all walks of life. You'll mm-hmm. be amazed at the stories that these young girls go through. They have gone through tragedies that you wouldn't even imagine at my age. I can't even imagine being where they have been.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's just kind of, you know, you kind of speak to them and you kind of try to give them some inspiration to know that what they're doing now can also be a change. It can be an experience, what they have experienced throughout their life, and then they can mentor someone and mm-hmm, say, you know what, mm-hmm. I've been there, I've done that,
and
but
I
this
came
is,
out.
And I came out, and mm-hmm. this is what you need to do. So,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw something out there. I don't know if it's even allowable or politically correct or anything else, but that when you told me that, it kind of touched me.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have a library there, correct?
They do.
Okay, so I'm putting it out there. Someone should donate significant numbers of books for both of you all.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know what it takes to put books in the county's library, but someone should donate, buy a number of copies of both of these books and put it where, because here you have gotten their story and put it in a book, and their story out of a struggle is going to benefit other people.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And everybody loves
Granny.
Loves a granny. Yes. Yes.
You know, when mom ain't straight, everybody loves granny.
Everybody loves a granny.
Okay. My daughter told me she used to didn't even think about me sometimes. She talked to
me. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Right. She said, oh, my goodness. And mom, grandma would get up and give her what she wanted or needed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
what
happens.
About grandma.
And they sent them home.
But she didn't tell the whole mama. My mama didn't tell the whole story. Mama, pick up the phone. Baby, you need to do something for your daughter. Send me some money. Okay, right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it was Western Union. Yeah. You had to spend that money because you wouldn't go along with your mother.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. The grandmother holds the ultimate trump card.
That's right. So we're putting it out there. This is Author's Day in this segment of the show, and we want these young people who needs the village themselves.
Yes. Yes.
We want to see if we can't put something in there for them to read. Now, so with Granny Needs a Village 2, you impressed me by saying that she said that you the outcome of the book. I thought you was going to say you wanted a gazillion dollars. You said, no, you wanted the book to help someone.
Yes. That's basically what it is for other people just to embrace people.
Mm-hmm.
Like people just on the street, like how I just met Jonetta today and shared information. Because a lot of people would keep information.
Yes,
yeah, they will. Mm-hmm.
It's like, why would I want to compete with her?
Right.
Although our books are different, but why not share their information?
Right. Exactly.
Because you have a common ground by being an author.
By being, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And just when I see homeless people, I keep in my car little Ziploc bags with toiletries, some change, and like a snack so I can hand it out.
Right.
Because we are everyone's village.
Right.
You know, we're all here to help each other. Mm-hmm. It starts off from a small family dynamic, but then it grows.
Yes, it does.
All I can say is you all need to get these books.
Yes.
Okay. You need to get the book for yourself. You need to get the book for your neighbor. You need to get the book and say, you know something, I'm going to be of service and be of support. And I'm going to give a stranger this book. I'm going to Christmas time. I'm
thank you.
Going to put a bow and get these.
And
get
it's
these
a perfect gift. I love giving books as gifts. I think it always serves the perfect purpose, because a book, no matter what, you can pass it on, or you could always keep it in your library and you can go back and read it. And I think it's a perfect gift. Also, I wanted to ask about the 7-year-old that the story is about. Can you just tell us a little bit about her?
Well, the book tells you her name's Harlem Rose.
Okay.
She goes to UCLA Lab School, and she would come over to my mom's, who's in the audience, and she would go over and help her out with her hair. And she would tell my mom, you know, you would have to stop moving. I can't focus or concentrate. You need to cooperate.
At 7 years old.
At 7 years old. And actually, it took more in place when she was 5.
Okay.
And she's just currently turned 7.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a younger girl using those words to her grandma and seriously wanting to help her grandmother get to where she had to go. If she was trying to go to the bedroom or go to the doctor, she was always there to help her, yes.
Yeah. Oh, and the book talks about combing her hair.
Combing her hair. Which my mom laughs because she wears a short afro.
Right, right, right.
If we had the camera, we could turn it around. I tell you, that book just touched me. I mean, when I saw her with the stethoscope, and when the doctor is running late,
right,
I get to work.
Yeah,
and she stands up in the chair and goes on with it. Jonetta, your book takes a serious note to me, because we still are talking about the future of the community.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
You know, I've heard some horrific things that I don't even know where to begin. This one lady I shared with you had the kid, that they kept the kid so many years, and then once they got a certain age, they tried him as an adult.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And gave him a whole bunch of years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so when you talk about high risk, we cannot just say, okay, these are a group of people that we're going to write off.
Right.
That's true.
They share with us something that allowed you to give the world an experience of insight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we need to do what we can, ladies and gentlemen. We need to put those books back in there. So if, as you sell on the New York bestseller
list.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you. Remember the Raymond Hall.
I will come back.
Always.
I will come back.
We don't want no money. Right. Just say, hey, thank you.
Yeah, okay. I will say thank you. I will take a picture or two.
Right. That's right.
Right.
Noah Manhattan. Okay, one more time, ladies, because some people don't have the pens ready, and some
right.
people you ever put that pen down because it didn't write?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
But you keep picking it up. That
it
pen.
Yes. You keep on trying to make it.
So for all of you people that picked up
our
the pen that
audience,
didn't write.
Yes.
Okay, this is for you one more time. They're going to give us where.
Okay, Granny Needs a Village 2 will be available at the Leimert Park Book Fair,
okay.
and that's August 19th. And that's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.,
okay.
coming soon to Amazon.com.
Okay. And Ms. Janetta?
And Embracing the Beauty Within Your Spirit is available now on Amazon.com as well as CreateSpace.com.
Okay. And we want to thank you all so very much for coming and sharing with us these wonderful books. You said you've been writing poems for
16, 17 years.
Yeah, I've been writing poetry for quite a while.
And you finally decided to take it to the next level. What made you decide to write a book? You just put all the poetry together? Or was it something you already had? Are these new poems? Or?
Well, I have maybe about 50 or 60 poems because within that 16 to 17 years I have been writing, and I have always wanted to publish a book.
Okay.
So this was my year. I said, I've done the things with my kids as far as my career.
Right.
Now it's time for me to focus on what I'll need to do in order for me to make a change. And it helped me. So most importantly, I'm wanting to help someone else that's going through whatever issues.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we
appreciate
so
you for taking the plunge and letting us all experience the experiences that you've had, because I can tell you that each and every individual, man or woman, have experienced something in the vicinity of what you're speaking of and embracing
in that book,
and embracing
you so
your spirit.
Yeah. I'm waiting on the book for the poetry to come out, too.
That is the book for the poetry. Second. This is your first.
Yes, actually, I'm working on 2 and 3 now.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 and 3.
I'm trying to see what's okay.
what's coming
so
up
you'll
next.
Be back.
Yeah. You'll be back.
Yeah, actually, I have a book, a poem right now called Monster, and it talks on different things as far as what girls and guys go through as far as
relationships.
Not relationship, it's child molestation.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do then is we're going to have you back when when we focus on that subject, because service means sometimes talking about different subjects as well.
Difficult subjects that we don't want to talk about, but we do have to address it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the first half of the show. We are going to be shifting gears, and we're going to be talking to healthy African-American families on our next segment. We want you all to stick around,
and
because
we
need
like
to get the show. So don't leave.
Yes. We'll be here.
Yeah, we'll be here.
So we are going to take a quick break, and during the break, we're going to switch out and put it here. But we don't want you to leave the studio.
No, we'll be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take our next break, and when we come back, we're going to be with healthy African-American families. We're going to make sure that some kind of way that if you contact the webpage or
if you go to Raymond Hall, if you go to Raymond Hall Show at Facebook, then we will also have their information there posted and listed for you to get in contact with these two lovely authors. We look forward to seeing you when we come right back.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Watch out, but just move on up.
right. Good afternoon. And we are back. And we're back here with the second segment. And we are honored to have healthy African-American families with us in the second half. And we have Dr. Loretta Jones with us and Aziza Lucas Wright.
Yes.
Almost got it right.
Very close.
Okay.
Welcome
all right.
to the Raymond Hall Show.
Welcome to, thank you. Welcome to
thank
the Raymond
you.
Hall Show.
Thank you. I'm okay. so glad to be here today
you
with
know,
you.
You know, we've come over to you all's office a couple of times, and it is thoroughly enjoyable every
yes,
time we
is.
Come.
Thank you so much. It We're a community-based organization.
Okay.
The door is open to everyone, and everyone should walk in anytime they feel like it.
Okay. All right. right. The last time we was there, they had the veterans.
Right. We
right.
have a – that's one of our projects.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a veterans project. We have a project for cancer, mm-hmm. hypertension.
Autism.
Autism. Mm-hmm. We have a project for – Ooh, my goodness. We have one for men. It's called RAM. Mm-hmm. And it's Resiliency in African American Men.
Okay.
And that's just to take for just for African American men in general. We do conferences all year long. Mm-hmm. And they're always free and open to community. Mm-hmm. We have preterm birth,
mm-hmm.
low birth. What we talk about is nothing mm-hmm. that is before the cradle.
Mm-hmm.
To the grave,
mm-hmm.
from the head to the toe.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that we talk about.
Mm-hmm. Now, so let's focus on a minute. Let's go back to RAM for a minute. You said that's a men's program. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's called Resiliency in African American Men. And it's to talk about why people don't see our African American men, A, as resilient.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that keeps these men resilient? What okay. are they doing that's different? I'm talking about the young men who wear their pants kind of a little on the low side.
Mm-hmm.
They're in this group that comes to meet with us,
okay.
all the way up to a fireman who have retired and to men who have been in the service
mm-hmm.
and have retired to married men, mm-hmm. single
what
men.
What day is this particular?
The RAM program.
The RAM,
meets on the third Friday of the month.
Okay, mm-hmm. third Friday of the month.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is your address?
At 4305 Dagnan Boulevard,
okay.
Suite 105.
Mm-hmm.
We're open 9 to 5,
mm-hmm.
Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We're open 9 to 2 on Friday,
mm-hmm.
because most Fridays we're always in conference
okay.
right.
out there in the community. We host a lot of our conferences
mm-hmm.
at Holman United Methodist Church
okay.
on Adams,
mm-hmm.
and we've got one coming up
when is that?
On Was it when's it
August
on?
The 18th.
August 18th.
And what's it going to be on?
This particular conference is our sixth annual cancer conference. And the title of that conference is Detection, Treatment, and Recovery and Handling Cancer in Our Communities. Again, it's the sixth annual conference
okay.
on cancer.
And when
and
is it?
It's going to be on
August
18th.
In the time?
At Holman United Methodist Church from 8 o'clock. Breakfast is served at 8 o'clock,
okay.
coupled with registration.
Okay.
And we close at 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe we can have you all back to talk about just that specific
topic.
We'd love to come back and
yeah.
talk about it because, again, in our community,
mm-hmm.
women are dying
mm-hmm.
at a greater rate.
Mm-hmm.
than anyone else from breast cancer.
Breast cancer.
Right here in the Merritt Park mm-hmm. and in South Los Angeles.
Wow.
The BBC from London
mm-hmm.
came over to the Merritt Park.
British broadcast.
Right,
mm-hmm.
to interview us
mm-hmm.
on why was it that our women are dying
mm-hmm.
from breast cancer when most people are surviving and going on with their life.
What did they mm-hmm. say was the answer?
They didn't say. They asked us.
They asked you questions. Okay.
And what we said, what we know, is how many support groups do you know of in South Los Angeles for women
None.
With breast cancer?
Any of our studio audience?
Well, there's
any?
One.
No.
There's one.
One that one. There may be more, but we know for one.
We know
sure,
of one,
which
one.
Is Celebrating Life, head up by Reverend Rhonda Santifer.
But there's 1.9 million people in SPA, Service Plan Area 6, which is here.
Right.
And we don't have a lot of people here to answer the need.
The questions.
And people don't know such things as a research project. We do a lot of things with researchers, and we bring researchers to the communities. They can tell the communities what their findings are. They're not going to rape and pillage our community anymore. We're going to make sure that if they come down and get data from our community, they give it back to our community.
And tell us some of the people that you are partnered with.
So we're partnered with Drew University of Medicine and Science. And both of us are on faculty at Drew University, which is a very important piece. And then we partner with UCLA, USC, where we're actually doing a contraceptive, male contraceptive program to find out how do men and women feel about men having the contraceptive
and the women not.
So, again, who knew,
very
huh?
Very important information.
And they've already developed the contraceptive. And I see someone sitting here turning his head, laughing a lot because.
This is serious.
But we've asked women, and a lot of women said, I would trust him, but it's my body.
Yeah, yes. You know what? I'm smiling because I have four sisters. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in the 50s. And it seems like all of my life, everything has been put on the woman. I mean,
literally.
That's part of this whole thing with this healthcare thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They showed all of them pictures, and they were all white men.
And there was no
woman. That's who makes the decisions on us.
Right.
Well, that's what we were talking about today. It's. One of the things that was just glaring to me, people talk about how we are a consumer community. We buy the cars, we buy this and we buy that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same way with this politics. I'm not going to call it.
We're bought and sold.
So it's.
Period.
If I can walk you back just a little bit, you had asked about why black women have such poor outcomes relative to breast cancer, particularly breast cancer.
Yes.
And one of the things I want to aim you at is the research that has just been released around genetics.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so we know that there are certain types of cancers. Well, any kind of cancer is genetic because it means that the gene
is
mutated, mm-hmm. right? But there are certain kinds of breast cancers that are unique mm-hmm. to African American women. We are disproportionately represented in them, and they are killers. For instance, triple negative breast cancer.
Triple negative. What does that mean?
It's called triple negative. It's a genetic expression of breast cancer, and it usually shows up when a woman, a black woman has, or other women, but when the woman has gone out of when she first goes into
puberty.
I'm sorry.
Puberty?
No.
Not puberty.
When she has cancer, and then they have cured her, or she's in
remission.
In remission. Okay. Thank you. She's in remission. When they come out of remission, primarily African American women, when they come out of remission, very often, then it mutates to triple negative, which is a very, very, very. There have been very poor outcomes with black women. The preponderance of women who die from a triple negative are African American women, and the preponderance of women who actually that gene expresses itself in triple negative is African American women, and then there's some others, inflammatory breast cancer. Mm. The largest number is African American women, and we have the poorest outcomes.
I wanted to stop a minute. Could I stop 1 second?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And introduce who she is.
Okay.
This is the board president for Healthy African American Families.
Okay.
She's the president of the board, and she has been dedicated and been on the board since inception of HAF. Mm-hmm. She was there when we opened our doors and helped us clean up and dress up for our first Center for Disease Control meeting that we had in our office.
She's been extremely generous. I'm board president at her invitation.
Yeah. Well, let me put it.
You know that's how we are.
It's an honor to have you.
Yes, here and a privilege to have
our
you.
Studio.
Yes, it is.
Most board presidents don't come out in the street with the CEO and do anything.
Right. Yeah.
She's active.
And she's here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you all are unique anyway, because ever since I first walked in your doors, I was just amazed with how engaging and open and informative
you were.
You all are.
Yes, you are.
Everybody know my story. So when I heard research in the VA, I was ready to bolt for the door. But you all calmed me down with intelligent conversation.
Yes.
Okay. So you're here and you're addressing difficult subjects.
Right. And one of the things about the VA that's really, really important is our men who have come back from service and come to community, a lot of them came back with poor discharge pieces. And it wasn't because they were bad, and it wasn't because they did something wrong. It was because they weren't able to tolerate racism. And no one talks about that piece.
I'm one of those Vietnam Marines. I was there.
So you understand.
Yes.
Of course I understand.
You addressed that before as well about the dishonorable discharges.
Yeah. Right. And so now there's a process that Obama put in place to help look at those and see if some of them can be changed.
Right. Right.
But one of the things that happens for our men who are okay and have honorable discharges is that they don't go to the VA to get health care, because going to the VA is in Westwood. And they live over here, and it's difficult for them to get there because they don't have transportation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And sometimes they go and they don't have a primary care doctor.
Okay.
Every veteran has a right to a primary doctor.
Yes,
this
do.
Has been well, now hold, the hold, the
hold,
law.
Hold it.
Okay.
Hold it.
Okay.
Oops.
Hold it.
I got doctors that come down to the community from the VA. They will tell you that's true.
Let me say this. Oh, I completely agree with you.
Okay.
But
take it easy now.
My point simply is this.
Mm-hmm.
The past week, I did a conference for Southern California on veterans and veterans issues, and I speak a lot on veterans and veterans issues. There's a number of reasons, and they go back a number of ways. You all should be commended for what you do, because no one is dealing with it the way that you all are addressing the issue. It has long been illegal when you went on patrol for you keep getting the same assignment. And so you had institutional racism. You had built-in racism. So someone would tell you, you have to do the same job over and over and over again when the regulation said, no, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
and as soon as you say, no, you don't, that's your discharge. You're ready.
Because now it's a different thing. You are disobeying a direct
order.
What preceded the direct order now doesn't matter. It's just like the thing they are talking about in Congress with the
reconciliation.
With the obstruction of justice.
Obstruction of justice.
It don't matter what you did. Now you obstructing justice.
Right.
So that's the thing. So that's one thing. The other thing is that the VA. I got out in 73. There was a period of time when the VA would give you an aspirin and send you on your way.
They still do that.
So when people start self-medicating, you know, that was my whole thing when I gave this workshop. You need to know if a person is still hurting when they leave the hospital, they still want to deal with that hurt.
Right.
So a bottle of alcohol worked for a while, and then a joint worked for a while, and then a line worked for a while, and then a pipe worked for a while, and they all messed up.
Well, I'm gonna give you a piece of information that we know. We did a conference a couple of years ago on pain.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And one of the doctors said, and I was not shocked to hear this, but I listened very carefully. She says, "I will not write a prescription on Thursday or Friday."
Why?
And the community for black folk.
She didn't say that.
She didn't say black folk, but we knew who she was talking about.
Right.
And when we asked why, she says, "Oh, because anybody who needs their prescription refilled on Thursday or Friday usually wants the drug so they can either take and sell it, or they want to party with it. Can you believe
that? That assertion.
Because that's how it's believed in institutions. We're perceived as being substance abusers because people have, just what you said, found other ways to deal with pain and medicate it in very different ways. And I'll tell you that we have a project on depression. I forgot that one.
Depression.
That's a big one.
Yes.
And that a lot of the folks, the reason why they take medication is sometimes they have mental disorders that they can't handle, voices in their head that they can't handle, bipolar disorder where their hormones get the better
hormone
of them.
Imbalance. That's what that is, a hormone imbalance.
And people are not looking at what the data says.
Right.
And we know that the data is saying something, but we don't bring it back to the community so the community can see. This is how you fight the battle.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't fight the battle with he said, she said. Use what they have gone out there and picked
collect
up.
The data.
Mrs.
Eason wanted to say something.
Wanted to address, again, walk you back just a little bit, and talk about the terrible rock and a hard place that we are, as a community, we are constantly placed in.
Yes.
We raise our children. We're stern with our children for the most part, up until very recently. But we're very stern, and we raise our children not to talk back to the adults because we understand that if they talk back to a teacher, if they talk back, they're going to be expelled. If they talk back to a law officer, they may be killed. If they talk back to an employer, they're going to be the first to be fired, even though we know that white children are afforded that luxury to express themselves. And so when we do that, we have other folk who have from other communities in the position of DCFS workers and others who snatch our children and who tell us we cannot raise our children the way that we know will save them and that will keep them employable, will help them to become educated. They place in front of us, it's their right. However, when they still, okay, we take our hands off and then we will try your way. So our children now talking back in school, they're talking back, trying to talk back sometimes to officers, talking back to employers because they have a right. But yet again, they still are the first to get expelled, the first to be shot down or beat down, and the first to be unemployed.
Okay.
And so,
well, we're going to continue that conversation, but we're running a little low on time. We're going to take our final break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up on that and talk about just a few things before we run out of time. We're going to take our last break. We'll be right back.
Stay where you are.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot.
Didn't mean to cut you.
This is Raymond Hall, and you're back with the Raymond Hall Show.
Hallelujah.
And we,
We are back. Yes,
with, sir. Co-host Erica Walker. We're here with Healthy African American Families. We still have our wonderful authors in the studio. We are running out of time, so before we run out of time, we want to once again mention these books.
Miss Jonetta Lloyd, Embracing the Beauty Within Your Spirit. Also, Granny Needs a Village, too. So by all means, go to Facebook, and we will have their information there for you to make a purchase and also get in contact with them if you need. And then we're going to return back to our host, Mr. Hall, so that he can wrap us all up here.
Okay. So the books are available on Amazon.
Yes.
Or Amazon is pending. Get the books. And now I wish we had 9 hours, ladies. I really do, because you all do a
so
wonderful,
much.
Yeah.
Oof, so much, praise God.
You do so much in the community.
You do.
And we need you to come down and get involved. See, the problem is a lot of people depend on someone else to do the work. And then you want to kick, scream, scratch when what comes out doesn't give you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So if you thought that you was going to get out of the Raymond Hall Show without Raymond Hall raising up, you... now. Here we go. Here's what I'm saying to you. Okay? You don't have to go. It's impossible for you to go back and want to experience what a cotton field looked like. You don't want to know that no way. You don't want to know what downhill to an outhouse smell like on a hot day. You are in a different period and different time. Yes, but the reason you're in that different period and different time is so someone suffered through those days. Dude, these folk running around, you got a video now where a man says, give me your wallet. And then when you get the wallet, he unloads his pistol in a car with a baby girl
with
coming
a camera,
out of the
with
car.
With a camera being recorded.
Look, here's what I'm telling you. The police shot him.
Got off.
But where was your work? His people got up and shut the freeways down and this and that because they found a man not guilty. But where's your word? You not talking about it? Mm-hmm. Somebody can have an election. And then let me tell you something. They still rigging elections.
It's happening right
now. You mean to tell me that somebody goes to vote in Atlanta and all of this mess going on and somebody going to barely win so he can go down to Iowa somewhere and continue telling lies? Mm-hmm. This is the Raymond Hall Show. This is about service. You got to put some work in. You're not going to get off of this earth without dying. So you might as well put some work in before you die. Your job, that's for you and your money. Your service, that's for someone else. Here we have the president. That's that right?
That's her.
And CEO.
Okay. And CEO.
That's me.
And we have, okay, the founder of Healthy African American Family.
Yes.
You all get put some work in.
They can call us at 323-292-2002.
Say that one more.
There are all kinds of work groups. 323-292-2002. Uh-huh.
Do you have a webpage?
Yes, we do. It's called haafii.org.
Okay. And while we were out, we talked about having another show for cancer.
And we look forward to it. We're going to have our panelists back here for an in-depth conversation on something that's vitally needed, which is conversation about cancer. Everyone has had someone in their family, and they've had to experience the devastation of it. So we're going to be having a conversation. We're going to get some good information, some resources. So we're going to look forward to seeing you here at the Raymond Hall Show for this next.
And I need to say one last thing. Yes. Our conferences are free.
They're free
to the community. Free. F-R-E-E.
And we offer continuing education units to nurses for free.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Okay. All of them.
Well, we will definitely be there to support any and everything that you do. Thank everyone for listening and tuning in to the Raymond Hall Show. To my studio guests, Ms. Brown, we see your face on this book. We love you.
Yes, we do.
Granny needs a village too. And embracing
the beauty within your spirit.
The beauty within your spirit.
We all have to.
This is the Raymond Hall Show. I'm fortunate to have a co-host, Erica Walker, with me. She does so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Okay. I really appreciate all the listening audience and the guests that are listening to us all over the world. We look forward to being with you next week, this same time, same bat channel. It's the Raymond Hall Show.
Thank you so very much, ladies.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing
thank
you all
to our
again.
Panelists and guests.
Thank you.
Audience, thank you
members.
Again. Yeah. Okay.
It was a beautiful show.
We are out. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Raymond Hall Show. We will be back next week with some more engaging
and
guests.
And check us out on Facebook when you get a chance. Thanks a lot.
Facebook?
Yes,
we on Facebook,
Twitter. You know, check us out.
Ooh, she's too smart for me.